Will you pray with me? Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. On this All Saints Sunday, I always pause during the week and remember all those who have gone on to God's promise while I have been here these many 10.5 years. There were many, especially in the beginning, there were many, many people. And what they had in common was they liked to tell their stories. They liked to tell me about their growing up years, about what they often call the simpler time. Life was simpler when I was growing up. I'm 62, so, you know, things have changed a lot. I was thinking about some of the simple things that I had growing up, and I know that many of you had them too. Penny candy. I mean, literally, penny candy. You could get a whole strip of those little dots for a penny. On Halloween, you could go to everybody's house. You didn't have to have your parents with you. Everybody was dressed in a sheet. Everybody was poor. You could go to someone's house who made candy apples and you could eat the candy apple without fear. We had a party line. How many of you know what a party line is? Oh my gosh, you old fogies! A party line. One telephone in the house, one telephone in the whole house, and you shared it with another family somewhere that you didn't know. You didn't even know where they were or who they were. And when you picked up the phone, if they were talking, the gracious rule was you hung it up softly, which was hard when they were on for a long time and you just wanted to say, get off the phone, because you literally could not use it if somebody else was on it. We had a grocery store within walking distance, a neighborhood grocery store, just few doors down from our house. And guess what we would be able to do? Some of you will remember. My mother would write a note, and I would go to the store, and they would give me the stuff, and what did they do? They put it on your bill. No money. And then my parents would go in whenever they had the money, because we were pretty poor, and pay their bill. Simpler times. And yes, I walked 1.5 miles uphill both ways to school in the snow. I did walk 1.5 miles to school. Passed out a few times. There's lots of stories about that. Simpler times. No cell phones, no computers. We had 3 TV stations. For those of us who had a TV, really simpler times. But important to know, not easier times. Not easier times. Simpler times. Today's scripture is a simple scripture. In some circles, it's considered the most pure and simple of all of Jesus' words. It is from the Gospel of Matthew. The kingdom of heaven is like the mustard seed which a farmer sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the biggest shrub of all. It becomes a tree so that the birds of the air come to perch in its branches. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Scholars believe that he said this because of its simplicity, because it is short and pithy, and it is to the point. If you plant small things, big things will grow out of your effort. Do simple things, and you will grow nothing less than the kingdom of God. Well, when I was thinking of all the simple things of when I was growing up, there was one more thing, but it's actually simpler now. It was more complicated when I was growing up. Popsicles. Popsicles. When we were growing up, popsicles came with an indentation down the middle, and the trick was to be able to break it in half and not into 3s or 4s. Popsicles weren't just about the taste. They were about sharing. You broke it in half and you got to share with somebody the joy of eating that popsicle. There was actually community happening when two people shared a popsicle. Two children building the kingdom with a simple gesture. All Saints Sunday is a day when we remember those who have gone before, gone on to God's promise. It's a day when we remember, when we have emotions for the losses we've experienced. It's also a day in the life of the church when we celebrate the many thousands of simple things that have been done for us and in our name. All the small seeds that were planted in order to grow the largest shrub, where the birds of the air rest, where we, the birds of the air, rest. Building the kingdom, one simple act at a time. Building the church where we gather is one of the things that we remember. We come to worship God because we have been given a great gift by the saints. And the thing that we don't remember sometimes is that we are the new generation of saints. And I know that's a title that we don't like. I'm not a saint. Maybe I am, but I have naturally curly hair. So let's say apprentice saints. Saints in waiting. The people who came before us really were no different. They would not have wanted the title either. But they did plant seeds. Small, simple acts that help the church remain faithful, that help the church remain vital and organic, a place where community is built, a place where names are read in honor and memory, a place where all people can come to the table, a place where children gather to know God. The kingdom of God is like the mustard seed which a farmer sowed in a field. This is a field, a mission field, a place where we're intentional about the life that we create for God and with God. The United Methodist slogan is making disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Kingdom building is always and forever about the transformation of the world. But I know it is not easy to seek a simple life, to look for simple gifts. We do live in a more complicated time today. We really do. Because right now, the world that we live in, the popsicles are designed for one person. Aren't they? One person. Things have changed. And what has changed mostly is not that we have cell phones and that they didn't. It is that in the environment that people grew up in a long time ago, where church was important, they were always expected to share everything. Think about a time when a person could come to your door who was hungry, and you would invite them in for a meal. Imagine that now. Just imagine it. It wasn't an easy time. But there were different expectations because the popsicles were made for two people. I believe that the circumstances around us change over and over and over again, but that the gospel remains true in all times and in all places. That if we plant small, simple seeds, the kingdom of God will continue to sprout up all around us. And we are expected to set examples for the future saints of the church, the children. So when the day comes When they say to you, when you, I'm sorry, where you say to the children who are older now, things were different when I was growing up. All my cell phone did was text, read emails, take pictures, give me directions, and answer voice commands. Those were the hard days. They will see that the times have changed, but that the gospel remains true. For the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a farmer sowed in a field. Amen.